96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, let's head courtside for today's play-by-play coverage.
Championship Saturday here across the state, and we are coming to you live from the Hutchinson Sports Arena as we bring you the boys Class 3A third place matchup here as we're wrapping up this busy, busy week here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Championship Saturday means a championship-level broadcast. MJR studio producer, I'm Brandon Sabin here courtside again in Hutchinson, getting you set for this boys' third-place consolation final. It's the Silver Lake Eagles and the Galena Bulldogs coming your way here in less than 10 minutes. Let's start with Silver Lake. What a ride it has been for second-year head coach in Shannon Krueger. They had sub-state wins over Jefferson West, Osage City, and Sabetha. They started the tournament earlier in the week, knocking out number 3 ranked Lakin in the quarterfinals, 48-46. But last night they saw number 1 in the state in the Goodland Cowboys. And despite having a 3-point lead going into the fourth quarter, it was the Cowboys able to rally for a 66-60 win. The fifth semifinal appearance for Silver Lake in the boys basketball history. And they enter this final contest of the year with a record of 19-6. On the other side, number 6 ranked, the Galena Bulldogs, the second time in the last 3 seasons that the Bulldogs have entered the state tournament undefeated. They also did that back in 2023. Not so familiar with this level of play for Galena, just their fourth semifinal appearance in school history. They have made one state championship game. That was all the way back in 2021, and that was a loss in that title game to Heston, 45-36. The Bulldogs have a record of 23-1. They had sub-state victories over Columbus, Frontenac, and Girard. They beat Bishop Ward in the quarterfinal, 55-48, but they trailed the entire way last night in their semifinals, losing to Heston by a final score of 60-42. Galena, their head coach is Matt Meyer. Silver Lake, their head coach is Shannon Krueger. Third place on the line here in the 3A classification. Excited to bring it to you here today on The Pulse. Again, it's the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. MJ in studio, Brandon Tam at courtside. We'll take a timeout. More pregame after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking to recharge, renew, and revitalize? Welcome to Socorro Wellness Center in Topeka, where we blend modern science with holistic healing. We are a one-stop wellness shop that houses several other alternative medicine businesses to bring you a variety of options to help you feel your best. At Socorro Wellness Center, we're dedicated to helping you live a healthier, happier life. Check us out online at SocoroWellnessCenter.com. Like us on Facebook. Socorro, where we are together better.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back back here courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, getting you set for this Class 3A third place matchup with Silver Lake and Galena. MJ in studio, Brandon Stemman here on the Pulse. Don't forget, at 4 o'clock, we will have another high school basketball game from Emporia. It'll be the 5A girls title game. Wade Gerstner will be on the call there, as Seaman, the undefeated and defending champs, will take on St. Thomas Aquinas. That's coming up here after our broadcast here at 4 o'clock. So just a reminder on that one. Again, Silver Lake coming in with a record of 19-6. They beat Lakin in the quarterfinals 48-46. Lost to number one Goodland last night in the semi 66-60. On the other side, the Galena Bulldogs under Matt Meyer, head coach for them, and they have a record of 23-1. Number six ranked in the classification, beat Bishop Ford in the quarters earlier in the week, 55-48. They lost to Heston in the semifinals. Never led at any point in that game. The Swathers victorious, 60-42. All right, let's dive into tonight's starting lineups, and we will start with the road team on the scoreboard out of the Big East, the Silver Lake Eagles. Head coach Shannon Kruger, second year leading the program, 19 wins and 6 losses. They have won 9 of their last 11. Boy, what a tournament it has been for Dane Johnson, the 6'3 junior. Entered the tournament averaging 21 points and 8 rebounds. Against Lakin in the quarterfinals, he had 27 along with 8 boards, and then he added 28 points and 9 rebounds in their loss last night to top-ranked Goodland. DeAndre Rosano, a 6'2 senior, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds a game, did not score in the game against Lakin, but had 6 points and a couple of rebounds last night against Goodland. Brody Dider, a 5'11 senior, averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds a game. He had 5 points and 7 rebounds in the win against Lakin, 9 points and 4 assists in the loss to Goodland. Also in the backcourt is J.P. Whitehead. He is a 5'9 senior guard, averaging 2 points per game. He had 3 points and 5 assists in their game last night in the loss to the Cowboys. And then Jared Johnson, a 6'2 senior forward, 12 points per game, 5 points, 4 rebounds against Lakin, 6 points and 6 rebounds last night in the loss to Goodland. So again, the starters for Silver Lake in the road maroon uniforms. It'll be Dane Johnson, DeAndre Rosano, Brody Dider, J.P. Whitehead, and Jared Johnson. For the number 6 ranked Galena Bulldogs with a record of 23-1 under head coach Matt Meyer. Jackson Perry, you're going to hear his name a lot tonight, receiving multiple junior college offers. He is a 6'4 senior, averaging 22 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists per game. He had 27 in their loss last night in the semifinals against Heston. Also in the backcourt, Thatcher Botkin. He is a 5'5 senior guard at 7 points per game. He went off for 16 and 3 threes in their quarterfinal win against Bishop Ward. Zane Adams, a 5'11 senior, did not score in the game last night against Heston, but had 5 points, a couple of rebounds in the quarters against Bishop Ward. Lincoln Kimberling, he is a 5'10 senior, averaging 12 points per game. He had 11 in the game against Bishop Ford, just 3 points last night in the loss to Heston. And the forward is Quentin Cox. He is a 6'5 senior, averaging 10 points and 8 rebounds per game. He had 6 points, 4 boards against Heston last night, 6 points, 8 rebounds in the win in the quarters against Bishop Ward. So again, for the number 6 ranked Galena Bulldogs with a record of 23-1, it is Jackson Perry, Thatcher Botkin, Zane Adams, Lincoln Kimberling, and Quentin Cox. They are the CNC champs, and they are ready to roll in their home all-white uniforms. As I mentioned, all-maroon road uniforms for the Big East League representative, Silver Lake Eagles. Again, it's the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Just went through the starters, and it's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Every championship team that needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Third place on the line here in the 3A boys classification. It's Silver Lake and Galena. Don't forget the Silver Lake girls will follow at 4 o'clock on our sister station 103.9 as they are looking for their second consecutive state championship. They will be taking on the Halstead Dragons. Eagles and Bulldogs, third place on the line. Here we go. The ball is tipped and into the backcourt. Silver Lake, the opening possession. They operate right to left here in half number one. Here courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. The Bulldogs come out in a 3-2 zone defense. to kick things off here in today's ball game. Perimeter passing. Here's J.P. Whitehead, top of the key. Dane Johnson, a left elbow touch. Going to work. Gets to the block. Shot up. No. Hit the rim. Fell off. Gets his own rebound. And kicks it back out here to the wing. Second chance. Jared Johnson, a three. This one strong off the heel. And cleared away by Galena. Silver Lake, couple of opportunities. They come up empty, 0-for-2 there. And now the Bulldogs, left to right, their first possession in the first half. Right side, this is Kimberling. They go up top to sensational forward in Jackson Perry. Left side, this is Adams. They go short corner, knocked out of bounds, and a turnover by Galena. They were trying to find the 6'5 senior forward, Quentin Cox, short corner left. Pass a little short off his foot and out of bounds for turnover number one by Galena. 50 seconds in, no score. Silver Lake second offensive possession of the quarter. Reversing around the perimeter, Jared Johnson, now Whitehead, looking right, dumps it to the elbow here. Dane Johnson now facing the bucket, starts the pass into the corner, gets it right back on the elbow. Here's J.P. Whitehead once again, top of the key, short corner right. Good rotation here by Galena, but Dane Johnson got loose. Perry rejects him from behind. Good defense by Jackson Perry blocking that shot of Dane Johnson. Here's Kimberling in the corner. Thought about a right corner three instead. Get it back up top here to the point guard in Botkin. They want to go over the top here. Perry fading away from the block, and it hit the rim twice, fell off. Second chance, no. And a block shot inside by DeAndre Rosano. Had two blocks in the game last night. Adds one here to his tournament total. And we stay scoreless about 2 minutes in. Defense strong on both sides here in the early going. Here's Jared Johnson in the left corner. Now DeAndre Rosano, a post touch, backdoor pass, and trying to find it into the corner, deflected out of bounds, and it was last touched by Zane Adams here for the Bulldogs. 6:11 to go, first quarter. Still no score. Third place on the line here in Hutchinson today. Here's J.P. Whitehead, dumps it on the wing here to Brody Dider. Dider works it back top of the key. Now Jared Johnson. Here is Dane Johnson back to Jared, wide open, sets for a left wing three, knocks it in. Jared Johnson, it took nearly 2 minutes to get the first points, but Jared giving Silver Lake an early 3-0 lead. Here is point guard again, Thatcher Botkin into the front court from left to right. They go to Adams in the corner, back up top to Perry. Right side again to Botkin. Started by Jared Johnson, now a touch up top for Kimberling. He'll go to work. Driving on Whitehead, shot through contact, hits the rim, falls off, no good. A rebound for Dane Johnson. Here comes Silver Lake into the front court, leading 3-0 on a Jared Johnson three. We have played 2.5 minutes here in this first eight. J.P. Whitehead once again gets it off to Jared Johnson near the head of the circle. Now right side to Whitehead on the wing. Into the corner with Dane Johnson. Now backing out to the right wing. Jared in the corner, thought about it, lost it, and a turnover by Silver Lake. 2-on-3, Silver Lake has the defensive numbers and forcing a pass out to the perimeter. Here's a nice pull-up. Left elbow, couldn't get the roll by Perry, and a rebound cleared away by Silver Lake. Decent look for Jackson Perry, but couldn't convert. 3 minutes into this game, Silver Lake a 3-0 lead. Perimeter passing here. They get it to Dider. Now up top, Jared Johnson. Right side, it goes to Whitehead on the wing. Looking at the elbow, gets a touch for Dane Johnson. Closed out by a couple of bodies. Back to the bucket. Now Whitehead in the corner. Works it to the wing. Dumps it back to Dane. Backdoor cut. Dider lost it. Another Silver Lake turnover. Taken away by Quentin Cox. 3-0 Silver Lake. We're under 5 minutes to go in the first. Here's Perry driving from the left wing. High arcing floater. Couldn't get it to go. Offensive rebound and a pass underneath up and in. And the first point for Galena is going to Quentin Cox for a right block two-handed bucket. 3-2 Silver Lake. 4:20 to go. Clock moving first quarter. Perimeter passing once again. 3-2 zone defense. Rosano a post touch. Working on Cox through contact. Good. And the foul. DeAndre Rosano with a hefty bucket through contact, and he has a chance to add one more on the conventional three-point play. First foul of the game. That's going against Quentin Cox, his first. And subs into the game. We'll see Joel Miller into the game here for Silver Lake. Also into the game is Amen Kaufman. Also into the game for Galena is Evan Wittenmeyer. DeAndre Rosano, 6'2 senior. Had 6 points in the loss to Goodland last night. He can't make the free throw. Can't capitalize on the three-point play. But a 5-2 Silver Lake lead as we're coming up on the halfway point here in quarter number one. Good defense up top here by Kaufman, nearly forcing a steal. Right side to Kimberling for three. Book it. Lincoln Kimberling, a downtown right-wing triple. And we're deadlocked at five at 3:50 to go here in the first. Hold on, staying in that zone defense right now. Perimeter passing here with Whitehead up top. Left side it goes to Joel Miller. Back up top. Here's Miller again left. Dane Johnson elbow touch. Now Whitehead, good ball fake, free throw line, no, dumped it down inside, great pass by Whitehead. DeAndre Rosano with another deuce. Rosano with four, and Silver Lake retakes the lead at 7-5. 3:25 to go here in quarter number one. Good trap here on the wing, but a foul against Silver Lake. Dribbling on that wing was Lincoln Kimberling, and the first Silver Lake foul going against Damon Kaufman. So near sideline, Galena will throw it in, trailing Silver Lake 7-5 here in this consolation final. Here is Thatcher Botkin, 16 points in the win against Bishop Ward in the quarterfinal. Left side it goes, Wittenmeyer, his first touch. Botkin thought about it, now a right side pass to Perry for three, off the heel strong, rebound for Dane Johnson in Silver Lake. Eagles by two, coming up on 3 minutes left to go, quarter number one. Pass to Joel Miller in the right side corner. Now skips it left wing. Kaufman saves it from going out of bounds. Gets it back up top here to Whitehead. Back here, Kaufman ball faking and skipping it right side to Miller. Back up to Whitehead. Again, zone defense here for Galena the whole way through this first quarter. Now Kaufman a three. Hits the rim twice. Falls off. Dane Johnson the rebound. Going up. Muscling it up and spins it in. And one. Dane Johnson his first bucket and a chance at one more from the charity stripe. Second foul by the Bulldogs here in the game, and the first one here on Jack LaTurner, who is also checked into the game. Couple subs in for both sides here. Dane Johnson again, he has been so good in this tournament with 27 in the win against Lakin. He had 28 in the win against loss to Goodland last night. Also added 9 rebounds and was 12 of 13 at the line. 9-5 Silver Lake, now 10-5. Cashes in on the three-point play. And again, stops the play here. Substitutions are in. Kaufman, Whitehead, Miller, Rosano, and Dane is out. And Grady Bergman is checked in for him. That's your five on the floor right now for Silver Lake. Showing some pressure here at midcourt. And Botkin had to get rid of it, nearly threw it away, but Adams gets it short corner. Also into the game is LaTurner, as I mentioned. He had a short corner right touch. Now he has it back in the right corner. Here is Botkin again in the paint. Trapped there, kicks it back up top here to Wittenmeyer. And now back to Jackson Perry. He'll reset up top. Left side to Adams. He'll set, fire a three. Front rim, no. Rebound, Silver Lake. 10-5 Eagles. 2:10 to go, first quarter. Here's Whitehead into the front court. Long pass, Rosano in the corner. Baseline drive, gets it inside. Shot, no, ripped away. And it's going to be out of bounds. And last touch by Jackson Perry. As Bulldogs will bring back Lincoln Kimberling into the game. And taking a seat is Evan Wittenmeyer. 2:02 to go, first quarter. Eagles a double-up lead at 10-5. Right side, corner three. That is going to spin in there. It was more on the right wing, beg your pardon, but it's Joel Miller who knocks in a triple, and the lead is 8 for Silver Lake at 13-5. Perry has to get through a double team here, gets it over to Adams on the left wing. Now into the corner it goes with LaTurner. The reset up top with the point guard and Thatcher Botkin. Right side touch here, Kimberling has it. To go inside, Perry working on the block, good defense. Shovels it now into the corner. Botkin, a good look for three. Swish. Thatcher Botkin knocks in a triple and gets Galena within five at 13-8 Eagles at 1:24 to go. Clock moving, first quarter. Here's Miller, now Whitehead reversing it to Kaufman. Back up top here it goes to Joel Miller. Now Kaufman, short corner now with Bergman. Long pass up top, it goes to Whitehead, puts it on the dribble twice, picks it up. Here's Kaufman cutting, floating, and he couldn't get the kind touch, hit the rim twice short, and fell off, and a rebound for Jackson Perry and the Bulldogs. A minute to go in this first quarter. Eagles by five at 13-8. Right corner three on the way. It's buried. Lincoln Kimberling, his second triple of the quarter. He has got six. And a little run right here for the Bulldogs. They're back to within two at 13-11. Silver Lake has it. 45 seconds left here in the quarter. Here's Kaufman. Bergman, left elbow, diving in, kicking back out. Whitehead tries to answer straight away. Three! The bank is open here on Saturday afternoon. How about that? J.P. Whitehead knocks in a triple. 16-11. Silver Lake by five. They get that one right back. 25 seconds here for Galena. See if they play for the final shot of the quarter. Silver Lake has three bodies at the scores table to check in on the next dead ball. Here is Botkin with it. 5'5 senior point guard hands it off to Jackson Perry, and there is a foul on the perimeter. Just a second foul against Silver Lake, and this one against Grady Bergman. Or correction, actually, they get this one on Joel Miller, his first. All right, so the stoppage there is going to bring on the fresh bodies here for Silver Lake. Jared Johnson, Brody Dider into the game here. Hunter Rooks as well. Eamon Kaufman stays out there. And Camden Kruger, a sophomore, is also into the game here for Silver Lake. And now there is a whistle on the entry pass with 10 seconds to go. Did they get another foul on Silver Lake? They do. And it is Camden Kruger who picks up that foul, the sophomore. First appearance for him in this tournament this weekend. He is a 6'1 sophomore, so he picks up his first foul. Now Galena, 9 seconds to work. He shocked if it wasn't Jackson Perry to take the final shot, guarded by Kruger, and Kruger fouls him again. So Kruger comes in, picks up two fouls in the span of about 10 seconds. The last foul to give here for Silver Lake, and that's going to bring back Grady Bergman into the game, and Kruger comes out. 3.7 seconds left here in the first quarter. Silver Lake by 5. Let's see what Galena has in store. Botkin, top of the key, hesitates, fires a deep 3. Good. How about that? Thatcher Botkin hits a triple. 4 threes in the quarter for Galena, and it's a 2-point game at the end of one. The 3A boys third place contest, Silver Lake 16, Galena 14. Stick with us. Back with more high school basketball action here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one. In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full-court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Third place game here in Hutch. The Silver Lake boys leading Galena 16-14 as we're underway in quarter number two. Here is a short baseline J, smooth by Jackson Perry. It was only a matter of time before the leading score for the Bulldogs got on the board. We're deadlocked at 16. Right back inside. Kaufman good and the foul. The third and one opportunity here in the first half for Silver Lake. Eamon Kaufman getting a piece of the action there, and he has a chance for a three-point play. 18-16 Silver Lake. Quick sub in for the Eagles. It's J.P. Whitehead taking the spot of Hunter Rooks. Boy, Kaufman had a great first-round game against Lakin. He had 10 points. Couple of big-time threes in that one, and trying to get a three-point play here. Free throw rims out, no good. And the rebound for Jackson Perry for Galena. 18-16 Silver Lake. We're 30 seconds into quarter number two. Long pass into the front court, knocked out of bounds. Saved, actually, on the baseline. What a play by Dane Johnson. Works it now into the front court after the Galena turnover. Galena played zone throughout that first quarter, now going man-to-man here. 45 seconds into this second period, 18-16 Silver Lake. Here's Dider going to work. Floater in the paint. Oh, somehow didn't go in. Dane Johnson fighting for it. And then it's into the hands of Zane Adams for Galena. Silver Lake, they've had multiple second chance opportunities. That one came up empty. Here's Botkin. Now right side to Adams. Back up top, Jackson Perry. Recent JUCO offer from Lake Michigan College. Pulls up from 19 straight away. This one on target, but too strong. But an offensive rebound by LaTurner. Here's Perry again, going to work in the paint, fading away, short, rebound, Silver Lake. Here's Dane Johnson, long entry pass here, stops on the left wing, up top to Brody Dider. Nice backdoor pass, and a travel is called against J.P. Whitehead. Didn't even have possession of the ball, but a travel is called, and a turnover against Silver Lake. About 90 seconds into this second quarter, Silver Lake 18, Galena 13. Or correction, 16, beg your pardon. Misread on that one. Two-point lead for Silver Lake. Silver Lake showing a lot of pressure here in the first half, and there's a bump and a foul. Double team there by Rosano and Dieter, and they get the foul here on Brody Dieter, his first. Now we have officially played 90 seconds in this second quarter. Far sideline, dumped in by Perry, into the backcourt here with Botkin. Botkin closed out by a couple Silver Lake defenders, using the speed to get around him. Right side it goes to Cox, driving in, kind of lost his footing, but they're going to say it's a foul against Silver Lake. Two early fouls here in the quarter. This one on Dane Johnson. That is his first. 18-16. Silver Lake by a deuce. 6:22 to go first half. Perry dumps it into the right elbow here with Cox. They get it back to Perry. Pulls up from deep. Missing short on a three. And a rebound pushing. Here's Dieter for Silver Lake. They lead it by two. Nice crossover. Gets in the lane. Dumps it down. Rosano. Dieter, beautiful assist. And Rosano, his third basket of the half. He has got six. 20-16, Silver Lake, 2 minutes in, six to go here in this second quarter. Long pass to Perry here, tough spot to be double-teamed in, but gets it off to Botkin, right side pass, Kimberling in the corner for three, swish. How about 9 points and three threes for the 5'10 senior, Lincoln Kimberling, and it's a one-point Silver Lake lead at 20-19. That is five threes already in this game for the Bulldogs. They go back to the zone defense here. Whitehead dumps it in. Dane Johnson, one dribble, looking for Rosano. Good hustle there by Zane Adams for Galena to knock it out of bounds. Silver Lake will throw it in underneath left side of their own backboard. Throwing it in will be Brody Dieter. 5.5 minutes to go in the half. Good one here so far. Rosano, little alley-oop. Does he get the kind touch? He does. What a setup there for DeAndre Rosano, and he's got eight. His best scoring output here in the tournament, and we still got over 5 minutes to go in this first half. 22-19, Silver Lake by a triple. Here is Perry. Thought about it. Puts it on the dribble, and he's called for a travel. Turnover by Galena. And Silver Lake gets it back with that three-point lead with 5:13 to go in this second quarter. No pressure here by the Bulldogs as J.P. Whitehead receives the inbounds pass and gives it right back to Dane Johnson, who works at center of the floor. Crossing the timeline, head of the circle, directing traffic, right side pass to Whitehead, high on the wing. Now it's Jared Johnson into the corner with Dane. Dane holding it high, good matchup guarded by Perry there. Whitehead working it back left side here to Brody Dieter, right back to Whitehead. Now an elbow touch with Dane Johnson, diving, shooting, and hitting through contact. Dane Johnson, physical finish, he's got five, and that's the lead for the Eagles. 24-19 at 4:40 to go here in this first half, and now Dieter comes away with a steal. They were looking for Adams in the corner. He picked it off like a cornerback. Right side pass. Ball fake by Whitehead. Jared Johnson, good ball fake. Steps into it straightaway. 19-footer. Puts it down. Jared Johnson, he's got five. And a timeout for the Bulldogs. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Heck of a display here offensively in this second quarter for Silver Lake. They lead this game right now 26-19 at 4:27 to go in this second quarter. Again, MJ, our studio producer here on the Pulse. Brandon Tabman with you here courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. DeAndre Rosano, the leading scorer right now for Silver Lake. He has made four baskets all at the rim and has 8 points, five apiece from Jared Johnson and Dane Johnson as well. 3 points from J.P. Whitehead and Joel Miller, and Amen Kaufman has a deuce in there as well. Lincoln Kimberling has 9 points and three threes to lead the Bulldogs. Thatcher Botkin has 6 points and two made threes. They also got 2 points from Jackson Perry and 2 points from Quentin Cox. Out of the timeout, it'll be Perry, it'll be Cox, it'll be Botkin, it'll be Kimberling, and it'll be Adams, the starting five here for the Bulldogs. Rosano, Dane Johnson, Brody Dieter, Jared Johnson, and J.P. Whitehead. Out of that timeout, both teams rocking their starters here as we're now hitting 4:20 to go in this second quarter. Silver Lake leading by seven at 26-19. Now the Eagles go zone here. Here's Cox at the elbow and knocked away by Rosano, but Cox getting it back, missing the shot, but he is fouled. He'll shoot two. That was an unlucky break for DeAndre Rosano. His deflected pass kind of put Cox in a good position right at the rim. And the foul going against Jared Johnson, that's going to be his first. Here's Quentin Cox, the 6'5 senior at the line. His first free throw, no good. First attempts at the line here in this game for Galena. Cox, 6 points in each of the first two games of this tournament. He had 8 rebounds and 2 blocks in the win in the quarters against Bishop Ward. He's able to cash the second one here. Goes 1 for 2, has 3 here in the half, and the Silver Lake lead is 6. 26-20, 4:05 to go, second period. Galena going back man-to-man here on this possession. Here's Whitehead on the dribble left. Shovels it off to Dane Johnson on the wing, guarded by Adams. Right side pass, Rosano, and he's called for a travel. Good closeout by Cox. Little bit too much shuffle with the feet. Rosano taps his chest with the right hand and says, my bad. Galena gets it back down 6. Silver Lake 26, Galena 20. And here's Lincoln Kimberling angling right across the midcourt line. Rosano closing out on him quickly up top to Botkin. He's looking left, right. Now goes back left to Zane Adams. Adams, a 5'11 senior. Free throw line. Perry turns, fires. Too strong. He's cold here in the first half. And Dane Johnson, the rebound for Silver Lake. Still has it. Diving in coast to coast. Shot is good, but a foul is on the floor prior to the bucket. 3:30 to go in the half, and the foul on Zane Adams. Second team foul, the first against Adams in the game. Whitehead to Rosano again. Body missed it. They did it just a little bit ago on a little alley-oop play, but Rosano couldn't get this one to go, and it goes out of bounds near sideline, and the Bulldogs avoid a bucket there, and they'll get it back, still trailing by 6. Under 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Silver Lake 26, Galena 20. Here's Botkin, Perry, right side. Kimberling thought about it. He's had the hot hand with 9 points and 3 threes here in the first quarter and change. Extended zone defense right now here for Silver Lake. Here's Perry, right wing. Nice bounce pass. Botkin looking inside, and a shot through traffic. Up and good by Jack LaTurner. Good extra pass by Botkin for the assist. A 4-point Silver Lake lead, 26-22, just south of 3 minutes to go here in the half. Bulldogs still man-to-man. J.P. Whitehead head of the circle. Pulling the earlobe here with both of his hands, switching on the dribble, calling out the play here from head coach Shannon Krueger, far end of the floor. Now Dane Johnson right in front of midcourt. Right back to J.P. Whitehead between the rings out high. Left side pass to Dider on the wing. Holds a triple threat, puts it on the dribble. Adams on the switch, right side in the corner. Joel Miller, a 3, hits the rim and gets the kind touch from the right corner. Second 3 of the half for Joel Miller. He's got 6, and the lead is 7, 29-22 Silver Lake. We got 2:20 to go here in the half. Boy, sometimes things just fall your way, and that was a perfect example right there from the right corner, 3 by Joel Miller. Here's Adams, top of the key, right side pass to Kimberling. They want a post touch. They don't go there. Now Adams, top of the key. Botkin wants to find Perry in the short corner. DeAndre Rosano playing excellent defense on him. Botkin, left corner. Getting the ball screen by Adams, works it to the left wing. Back out, top of the key, now head of the circle. 1:50 to go, first half. Silver Lake fans loving this defense right here. Here's Perry, guarded by Whitehead. Perry's been cold in the first half. He'll try to end that streak. And he can't, missing straight away on a 19-footer, and a rebound cleared away by Joel Miller. And a foul here in the front court. They're going to get Kimberling. Got a little bit too bumpy on Brody Dider. Kimberling picks up the foul. It's the third team foul against the Bulldogs. Now 2 more now. Correction, 3 more subs into the game for Silver Lake. It's Rook, it's Kaufman, Jared Johnson replacing Dider, Whitehead, and Rosano. 1:37 to go, first half. Silver Lake by 7 at 29-22. Top of the key, Jared Johnson. They set it up, a deep 3, and he missed everything and out of bounds. And it goes back to Galena. Boy, perfectly set, but Jared Johnson just came up way short on that straightaway 3 coming out off that double screen. Galena gets it back down 7, 93 seconds to go in the first half. Silver Lake has shown quite a bit of 3-4 court pressure here. Now they slowly back off as Kimberling starts a pass far side of the floor to Thatcher Botkin. He is high left on the wing, working back out of the circle. Right side pass that goes on the wing. Man-to-man defense now here for Silver Lake. Adams in the corner, thought about a 3. Now Kimberling on the right wing. Back up top it goes. They reverse it left side. LaTurner the touch. Now Kimberling on a drive into the corner. Perry a 3, but a foul. And I think they get Kimberling on an illegal screen here. Or do they say he was out of bounds? no foul. It's just on the baseline, so turning it over is Galena. 7-point Silver Lake lead, a minute to go in this first half. Consolation final here at Hutchinson. 29-22 on the scoreboard. Here's Coffin up top. Dane Johnson the touch. Closed out by Adams. He's got his right hand on his left hip. Dives right. Goes into the corner with Miller. Right elbow. Now dumps it inside. Here is Bergman. Shot up. No. Tipped in the air. And a rebound. Sucked back up and in by Amen Coffin. Right place, right time for sure. 31-22 Silver Lake. Coffin now with 4 points in the half. 33 seconds and counting. See if the Bulldogs want to play for the final shot here. Wearing the all-whites, home uniforms, Bulldogs across the chest. All-maroon road uniforms for Silver Lake, Eagles across the chest. Botkin dribbling up top, being pounded, and there's a whistle and a foul on Hunter Rook. The fourth foul, so next foul by Silver Lake puts Galena at the line. DeAndre Rosano checks in here for Dane Johnson. Quentin Cox back into the game for Galena, replacing Jack LaTurner. 17.6 seconds left in the half. Perry dumps it in near midcourt. It is Botkin with it. Down to 13 seconds. 31-22 Silver Lake. Could be the final possession here of the half. Here's Perry right side on the wing. Driving. Fading away. 15 feet. No good. He's been just so off here in this half and now knocked away. Galena wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Coffin from 85 feet to end the half and it comes up short. Galena fans not happy with the officiating there in the final 30 seconds. But nonetheless, the Silver Lake Eagles a 9-point halftime lead here in this 3A consolation final. The Silver Lake Eagles leading the Galena Bulldogs 31-22. Halftime coverage after a timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Boys Class 3A consolation final here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena here on the Pulse. The Silver Lake boys with an impressive showing here so far. They lead the Galena Bulldogs 31-22 here at the halftime break. Again, MJR studio producer Brandon Tamman with you courtside. Let's dive into some of the numbers here in this first half. We'll start on the individual side with Silver Lake. 8 points and 4 of 5 shooting from DeAndre Rosano in the first half. That leads the way for Silver Lake. Joel Miller came in off the bench. 8 minutes played. Went 2 for 2 from three and has 6 points to go along with a couple of rebounds. 5 points as well from Jared Johnson. 5 points from Dane Johnson, but Dane, he's got 7 rebounds as well in that first half. 3 points from J.P. Whitehead, and 4 points as well from Amen Kaufman. For Galena, Jackson Perry, the by far and away the Bulldogs' best player, who came into the tournament averaging 22 a game. Boy, he can forget that first half. He played all 16 minutes, just 1 for 11 shooting, 2 points, and 2 turnovers. He had a couple of rebounds mixed in there. Lincoln Kimberling is the leading scorer for the Bulldogs. He went 3 for 3 from downtown and has 9 points. He also got 6 points from Thatcher Botkin. He also went 2 for 2 from downtown. Galena went 5 for 8 from three-point range in that first half. Quentin Cox had 3 points as well. Then Jack LaTurner with 2 points as well. Both teams with 12 rebounds in the first half. Galena 4 on the offensive side and 3 offensive rebounds out of the 12 for Silver Lake. Silver Lake 10 assists on 13 made baskets, 4 turnovers, and 3 steals. Galena had 7 assists on their 8 made baskets, and they had 6 turnovers and 2 steals as well. The shooting numbers for Silver Lake, they were fantastic. 13 of 22. That is just shy of 60% from the floor. They went 4 of 7 from 3, good for 57%, but just 1 for 3 at the free throw line. Galena, they were 8 of 21 in the first half, 38%, but again, keeping them in the game is the 3-point shot. 5 of 8 from downtown, just north of 62%, and from the free throw line, they were 1 out of 2. For an even Stevens, 50%. Silver Lake has not trailed at any point in this game. There's been just 2 ties. A couple other important stats to note. Points in the paint, dominated by the Eagles. They have an advantage, points in the paint, of 16-4. And their bench production outscoring Galena as well. That is a 10-2 margin in favor of Silver Lake. Eagles led 16-14 after 1. They outscored the Bulldogs 15-8 in quarter number 2. Our halftime score, Silver Lake 31, Galena 22. More halftime coverage here after a timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have 2 convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Looking to recharge, renew, and revitalize? Welcome to Socorro Wellness Center in Topeka, where we blend modern science with holistic healing. We are a one-stop wellness shop that houses several other alternative medicine businesses to bring you a variety of options to help you feel your best. At Socorro Wellness Center, we're dedicated to helping you live a healthier, happier life. Check us out online at SocoroWellnessCenter.com. Like us on Facebook. Socorro, where we are together better.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Getting ready to start the second half here in Hutchinson. Boys consolation final. Impressive second quarter by Silver Lake, outscoring Galena 15-8. Eagles by 9 at 31-22. Two quarters to go. Don't forget, I'm going to switch over to our sister station, 103.9 KNZA, as the Silver Lake girls looking for their second consecutive state championship and eighth in program history. They are taking on the Halstead Dragons at 4 o'clock right after this game. Again, we'll have that broadcast on our sister station, 103.9 KNZA. Again, MJR studio producer Brandon Tabman with you courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. It's been a fantastic week, but wrapping things up here on this Saturday, as we call it, Championship Saturday. Again, Galena, we'll see how they respond here after a tough second quarter, and more specifically, Jackson Perry, the Bulldogs' best player, just 1-for-11 shooting in the first half, averaging 22 a game. And 27 in the loss to Heston last night. Again, just 2 points in the first half tonight against Silver Lake. They're doing a great job against him here tonight. Looks to be starters both ways. Whitehead, Rosano, Dane, and Jared Johnson, and Brody Dider. Third quarter starters brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. Every championship team that needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. We switch sides of the floor. Here we go. Third quarter action underway. Silver Lake now going from left to right. The opening possession of quarter number three. Here's an elbow touch by Dider. Nice pass. Rosano on the left block. Up and in for two. The fifth basket of the game for DeAndre Rosano. He has got 10. And the largest lead here for Silver Lake. It's up to 11 at 33-22. 30 seconds into this third quarter, Galena has their first offensive touch from right to left. Here's Perry around a screen. He'll pull up, man in his face. Struggles continue. He's strong and misfired on that one. And it's out of bounds, and bodies are on the floor. It was last touched by Silver Lake. So Perry now 1-for-12 shooting after that miss from the left wing. 7:23 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake 33, Galena 22. Silver Lake has not trailed at any point. Now Perry again fires. Still can't get a basket to drop. It's just so close for him. Rebound for Silver Lake. Here's Dane Johnson going to work on Adams. Kicks it to Jared in the corner. Baseline drive. Cut off by Perry. Get it back up top here to Dider. He wants to go to work on Kimberling. Spinning in the paint. Lost it at the free throw line. Now Rosano. He'll try a three. Back rim, no. And a rebound dumped into Jared Johnson. His put-up shot is no good. And the ball's on the floor, finally cleared away by the Bulldogs. Man, great look there under the basket for Silver Lake. Couldn't convert. Kimberling inside, Cox a touch, and he fouled. Free throw's coming up here for Quentin Cox, I believe, to be on the shot. And Rosano picks up the foul, his first. And the first foul on either side here in quarter number three. Quentin Cox, 6'5 senior, 3 points in that first half. He was 1-for-2 at the line. Trying to get Galena on the board here for the first time in the third quarter, and he buries the first free throw. 4 points now for Quentin Cox. The lead is 10 at 33-23 Silver Lake. Second by Quentin Cox is an air ball. Hate to see it. Goes 1-for-2, Silver Lake by 10. 6:47 to go in the third quarter. Looks like the Bulldogs are backing into their half-court defense. J.P. Whitehead casual into the front court, down the middle of it, from left to right. Jared Johnson, now Dider, top of the key, gets the ball screen from Whitehead. A lot of contact, and he got a shot to go. A typical finish for Brody Dider. It's his first bucket tonight, and it's 35-23, Silver Lake's largest lead at 12. Here's Zane Adams working for the Bulldogs, now Bakken a touch. Left side on the wing, Eagles going man-to-man here. Here's Perry backing right wing, guarded by Dane Johnson. He's doubled by Jared. Here's Zane Adams, right-handed floater. Good from the right elbow. Nice touch by Zane Adams. His first basket, 35-25, Silver Lake by 10. We have played 2 minutes of this third quarter. Bulldogs set back into a zone defense here. Here's Dane Johnson at the elbow. One dribble in. Shot up. No good. Rolls out. Good defense by Cox, but Jared jumps in to grab that rebound. His shot is no good. A third opportunity in there by Dane Johnson. He's whacked to the floor. And three tries underneath, and ultimately free throws coming out of it for Dane Johnson. Galena foul on Lincoln Kimberling, his second, and the first of the quarter against the Bulldogs. First free throw up and pure by Dane Johnson. He's got six. He was 12 of 13 at the line last night in the loss to Goodland. And that time you can blame me, announcer Jinx. He goes 1 for 2 and a rebound for the Bulldogs. 36-25 Silver Lake. 5:38 to go, third quarter. Here's Perry, high with it on the wing. He has struggled here in this game today. Bakken thought about it left corner. Now Kimberling, a left wing three, and that is pure. Goodness me. Lincoln Kimberling keeping his team in the game. He's got 12 and 4 threes and a timeout on the floor. It's a full, so we'll step aside for a tight 30. 5:27 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake boys 36, Galena 28. Back after this, you're on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
High school basketball here on The Pulse here this afternoon in Hutchinson. MJ in studio, Brandon Tatman courtside here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Consolation finals here in the boys 3A classification. Silver Lake, they have led wire to wire. Right now have a 36-28 lead on Galena. 5:27 to go, third quarter. Out of the timeout, Dane Johnson will throw it in. Casual bounce pass into J.P. Whitehead. He works it across the midcourt line from left to right with the waist high right-handed dribble. Right side chest pass. Whitehead gets it back. Now Jared Johnson, top of the key. Brody Dider, ball fakes left wing. Back up top to Whitehead. Looks left, now right block. Here is Dane. He's closed out by two. Spins left. Shot up. Good! And the foul! Dane Johnson all over Quentin Cox underneath. That is his second foul. And another and one opportunity here for the Silver Lake Eagles. Johnson, 8 points. Trying to capitalize on the three, and he does. 9 points for Dane Johnson, 39-28 Silver Lake. 5 minutes to go in quarter number three. Here is Perry with the basketball, and he has struggled tonight, 1 of 13 from the floor. Here's Kimberling. Now Adams working around the arc from left to right. Bakken thought about it on the right wing. Instead, Perry now in the corner, closed out quickly by Dider. They know how good he is. Perry backing in, dumps it back to Adams. He'll hesitate, but fire a three, short, rebound, Silver Lake. Dane Johnson with that board. Works it into the front court. Here's Dider, left side, works it back top of the key. One-handed shovel pass to Whitehead. Now short corner right here with Rosano. Back up top. It goes to J.P. Whitehead. He'll reset. 4:20 to go, clock moving, third quarter. Silver Lake 39, Galena 28. Third place on the line here in Hutch. J.P. Whitehead back to Dider. A little bit more towards the right side wing. directing traffic, holding the ball at the right hip. Now Dane Johnson, an elbow touch. Kicks it back out. Jared Johnson, a three. Believe Jared Johnson. A right wing triple. He's got eight. His second downtown shot tonight. 42-28. Largest lead for Silver Lake at 14. We're past the halfway point here in the third quarter. Perry driving, missing, getting his own rebound. Second chance up and in. Jackson Perry, his first points of the second half. He's got four. 42-30. The Silver Lake lead is a dozen. Bulldogs going zone defense here. Jared Johnson holding it high above his head on the left wing. Now Dane Johnson turning, facing free throw line. Steps in, one-hander, no good. Rebound for Perry and the Bulldogs. Long pass up the floor. Here's Kimberling on the right wing. Left side it goes. Botkin thought about it. Closed out by Whitehead. They'll reset up top. Lincoln Kimberling. Bulldogs have hit six threes in this game, and now a drive and some contact and a foul. Good sportsmanship there by DeAndre Rosano. Kimberling kind of fell into him on the drive, and Rosano helped him up. Subs in on both sides. Wittenmeyer and Laturner back into the game for Galena. And then we'll also see Kaufman and Miller into the game for Silver Lake. 3:11 to go, third quarter. 42-30, a dozen on the lead for Silver Lake. Here's a nice drive. Shot up is good. Boy, how about that finish by Lincoln Kimberling? He's got 14 to lead the Bulldogs. His first bucket that wasn't a three-pointer. And it's 42-32. Perimeter passing here for Silver Lake. Up top it goes to Miller. Right back into the game. His first touch of the second half. Rosano, short corner right, runs into a double. Gets it back to Whitehead in the corner. Back up top. They reverse it left side to Miller on the wing. He'll skip it right wing to Jared Johnson. Why not? Feeling it. Couldn't get it this time. Tips underneath. Galena saves it. Nicely played there by Wittenmeyer. Gets it off to Perry. He'll work. Goes between the legs. Hesitates. Right wing three. Swish. Flaps his chest, and he's ready to go. Jackson Perry with seven and a timeout on the floor. 42-35. Silver Lake gets a full. We'll step aside as well. 2:26 to go, quarter number three. Back in 30 seconds here on The Pulse and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
2:26 to go, quarter number three. The Silver Lake boys 42, Galena 35. MJ in studio, Brandon Tamman here courtside in Hutchinson. Now, Silver Lake, they have not trailed at any point in this game. Their largest lead of the game was 14, but Galena has got it back to 7. They have cut it in half here on a nice little spurt. Jackson Perry, back-to-back buckets, including a 3 right before that timeout. So here we go, out of the timeout. Silver Lake operating from left to right, 2:20, clock moving third quarter, and a 7-point advantage here against the Bulldogs. Here's Hunter Rooks back into the game. Being guarded by Botkin. PG on PG there. Here's Dider fading away. Shot no good. Missing left side of the rim. Dane Johnson offensive rebound. Up top, Dider. Second chance. Bounce pass inside. Dane good. And the foul. Dider, another dandy of an assist. And Dane Johnson now with 11. And a chance for one more with his second three-point play of the half. 2:03 to go in the quarter. 44-35 Silver Lake. Dane can get it back to a 10-point game. He can knock in this free throw. Double digits in all three games in this tournament. And his free throw is no good. Little strong offensive rebound for Amen Kaufman. Another chance here. Dider straight away three. It's off the heel strong. A lot of body contact inside. Finally cleared away by Galena. Boy, good look there for Dider. Was on target, but too strong. Silver Lake by 9. Perry, a pull-up. No good. Too strong. Tip into the air. Joel Miller has it for Silver Lake. Buck 40 to go in the quarter. Here's Dider. Good pace into the front court. Right side to Dane on the wing. Puts it on the dribble with the left hand. Works it back towards the top of the key. Now stopping high right on the wing. Pushing Zider through into the corner. Wants to go one-on-one. Dane to the left elbow. His pass goes out of bounds. Trying to find Joel Miller, but too close to each other, and the pass had too much heat. Right through Miller's hands and into the third row. So Silver Lake turns it over. They haven't done that much tonight. So Galena down 9 with the ball. Buck 20 to go here in this third. Silver Lake sending out a double team on Botkin. This is trouble. And a timeout call. Good defense there by Silver Lake to force the Galena timeout. The 32nd timeout, so we'll stay right here. Minute 17 to go, quarter number 3. Silver Lake, they have not trailed at any point in this game. They lead Galena 44-35. Dane Johnson, 11 points, 6 here in the third quarter. DeAndre Rosano, his first double-digit scoring effort in the state tournament. He has got 10. Jared Johnson has 8. Joel Miller has 6. And 4 points from Amen Kaufman. Lincoln Kimberling is the leading scorer right now for the 6th-ranked Bulldogs. He has 4 threes and 14 points. Jackson Perry has 7, 6 as well from Thatcher Botkin. And Quentin Cox has 4 points as well. In Silver Lake, their 5th semifinal, or final four appearance, I should say, in school history. This is the 4th Galena final four appearance in their boys' basketball program history. Back to it after the 32nd timeout. Silver Lake by 9, minute 10 to go. Galena with the ball. Nice pass, right side. Shot rejected at the rim by Dane Johnson on Cox. How about that play? But now Kimberling trying to get a steal. It's knocked out of bounds. And collision on the far side of the floor with Dider and Kimberling. It's going to be Galena basketball. Good hustle on both sides. Good sportsmanship on both sides as well. So Galena, after Dane Johnson with a backside rejection on a shot right at the rim by Quentin Cox. Ultimately, Galena getting it back on a turnover by Silver Lake. Sider comes out after being shaken up a little bit on that play. And Galena again down 9. A minute to go here in the third quarter. They were down by as many as 14 here in the frame. They got it back to within 7 at one point, but now down 9. Now a whistle and a foul underneath. Perry and Kaufman a little physical underneath. Look at Amen Kaufman with the second foul. The sarcastic cheers from the Galena fans. There have been a ton of whistles in this game. Jackson Perry will throw it in. 51.3 seconds left here in the quarter. They want to get it to Perry on the block. Fading, firing, connecting. Jackson Perry with 9. 7 of the 9 here in the third. The last guy you want to see get going if you're Silver Lake. 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. 44-37. Now a whistle and a foul. Dane Johnson hounded by Zane Adams. Second foul on Adams and team foul number 4 against Galena. Jared Johnson back into the game here for Silver Lake, replacing Amen Kaufman. 33.76 to go in this frame. They dump it in. Johnson shot is good in the paint. Dane Johnson with 13 in the game, 8 here in the quarter. Lead back to 9 with 25 seconds to go. See if Galena can get some points here before the quarter change. Here's a nice drive, pass, cut, shot no good, but a foul. 2 free throws coming up here for Evan Wittenmeyer. Had a nice 2-man game there with Quentin Cox on a little give and go. 4th foul against Silver Lake in the first on Grady Bergman. 5'11 junior Evan Wittenmeyer at the line to shoot 2. And his first is no good. Not a ton of free throws in this game on either side. That was just the 5th free throw attempt of the game for the Bulldogs, and they're now 2-for-5 in that category. Silver Lake's going to get an opportunity to close the half with, or the quarter, I should say, with the possession. Here's the 2nd free throw. He misses that one. Cox, an offensive rebound, and then blocked by DeAndre Rosano, but they get him up top for the foul. Silver Lake fans want it over the back there, but Cox, strong with the hand, still shoots 2. DeAndre Rosano, the foul, that is his 2nd. Team foul number 5. 4 points for Quentin Cox. His first free throw is good. He's got 5, and the Silver Lake lead is 46-38. 14.1 seconds left in the quarter. And the 2nd is short. Rebound Silver Lake and Dane Johnson. 12 seconds here for Silver Lake. They have an 8-point lead. 8 seconds now. Here's Dane going to work on Bakken, driving, kicking Rooks. Nice ball fake. 19-foot right wing shot is good. Will they get a shot up? Perry launching it from three-fourths court. And it's way over the backboard, but how about that by Hunter Rooks? His first basket of the game to end the third quarter. At the end of three, Silver Lake leading by 10, 48-38 on the numbers. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA rural development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Silver Lake outscores Galena 17-16 in the third quarter. The Eagles have a 10-point lead on the Bulldogs, 48-38 as we start the fourth quarter. Consolation final here in the boys 3A state tournament at Hutch. J.P. Whitehead, Jared Johnson, Dane Johnson, DeAndre Rosano, and also Brody Dider, the starters on the floor here for Silver Lake. Alina, the first possession. Here's Kimberling driving, getting to the rack, missing the shot, fighting for his own rebound. Cox there, puts it up and in for two. Second chance opportunity for Quentin Cox, and the lead trimmed to 8 at 48-40. 30 seconds in, mention the starters for the fourth quarter, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Here's Jared Johnson up top. Left side, it goes to Dane Johnson on the wing. Johnson with 13 points in the game to lead Silver Lake. Here's Dider, wing left. Man-to-man defense, he's guarded by Kimberling. There comes the double. Right side to Whitehead, puts it on the dribble towards his left. Now Dider left wing, putting a right-handed dribble into the paint, and the foul is going to be on the floor before the shot. And Galena picks up the foul here. It's Thatcher Botkin, his first, and the first foul on either side in the fourth quarter. Silver Lake by 8 with the ball, 48-40. Here's Dider, right elbow. Long pass, left corner. Whitehead a 3. No good. It was halfway down. A rebound for the Bulldogs. Here's Perry into the front court, far sideline. Galena down 8 with under 7 minutes to go. The championship game at 6:15 tonight will feature Heston and Goodland. Here's Perry in the right side corner, diving in, fading off 1 foot, swish from 15. Jackson Perry, you can see why. He's got a couple junior college offers, most recently from Lake Michigan College. It is a 6-point game at 48-42. Now a foul is going to be called against Thatcher Botkin, who was hounding Whitehead in the backcourt. Second team foul against Galena here in the fourth quarter. 6:29 to go in the game. The Silver Lake lead is down to 6 at 48-42. Here's Whitehead. Dumps a pass on the left elbow to Dider. Back to the bucket. Works it right. Short corner right now. Here with Dane Johnson using the body. Got to the rack and a foul called. Dane Adams wanted a jump ball. Officials are discussing here. And they will say it's a foul against the Bulldogs. Read the lips of a couple of those dog players. They do not agree. So the Eagles will throw it in. Already 3 team fouls against Galena here in not even 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. Dane Johnson going to work. Spinning shot. A lot of contact. No call. It's getting physical. And a rebound for Galena. Galena into the front court. Kimberling. Adams into the corner. Back. Kimberling open. Left corner. 3. No, it's short. Adams the offensive rebound. Into the corner with Botkin. He'll go baseline. He'll ball fake. Get to the rack. His shot no good. And a backside rebound for Silver Lake. Boy, it's getting physical here in the fourth quarter. Here's Brody Dider working around a screen. Got to the rack. Shot no good. Tipped in the air. Rosano offensive rebound. And now reaching in is Zane Adams for the foul. goodness, this is getting physical. Galena picking up their fourth foul of the quarter already. 5:45 left in this final quarter. Rest of the game, Silver Lake in the bonus. They lead it right now by six at 48-42. Here's Jared Johnson to Dieter on the right wing. They set it up for Jared in the corner. Adams closing. Rosano backing in on Cox. Kicks it up top. Here's Jared Johnson. One dribble in. Now Dieter from straight away to the right elbow. He hits a jump shot. Nicely done by Brody Dieter. That was smooth. 50-42. Silver Lake by eight. Just south of 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Jackson Perry diving all the way to the rack for two. Jackson Perry now 13-11 in the second half, and it's 50-44 Silver Lake. 5:15, clock moving, final period. Here is Whitehead with it. Chest pass left to Dieter on the wing. Still holding at the right hip now, trying to figure out what we're doing here. Gets it off to Whitehead in front of midcourt. 5 minutes to go in the game exactly. Here's Dieter again, left side on the wing. Jared Johnson a corner three. This one high off the rim, no. And they get Dane Johnson pushing Zane Adams from behind on the rebound attempt. Johnson picks up his second foul. And only the first foul against Silver Lake here in the fourth quarter. Eamon Kaufman checks in. Jared Johnson comes out. 4:53 to go in this game. Galena gets the ball back, trailing Silver Lake by six. It's 50-44. Here into the front court, Thatcher Botkin, right down the middle. Kaufman hounding Perry. They don't want to let him get open. They try to set him up from downtown. Works it to the left wing. Fadeaway three. This one's strong. High for the rebound. DeAndre Rosano, nicely done. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Silver Lake with the possession and a six-point lead and a timeout for Shannon Krueger. Full timeout for Silver Lake. We'll follow suit. Eagles by six at 50-44. 4:28 left in this physical ball game. Back at 30 seconds here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right.
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Chippy and physical here in the fourth quarter. We still got 4.5 minutes left in this game. Silver Lake boys 50, Galena 44. Third place on the line here in the 3A state tournament in Hutch. MJ in studio, Brandon Tamman here courtside. Here on the pole, Dane Johnson leading it for Silver Lake right now with 13 points. DeAndre Rosano with 10. Lincoln Kimberling 14 to lead the Bulldogs, and 13 as well from Jackson Perry. Out of the timeout, Silver Lake with the ball, far side of the floor to throw it in the front court. Here is Dieter left side, works it top of the key, right side to Eamon Kaufman. 4:20, clock moving, fourth quarter action here. Physical man-to-man defense here. Dieter gets it, right wing, floater, good. Brody Dieter, impressive with the right hand. All six of his points in the second half. 52-44, Silver Lake, lead back to eight. Halfway in, halfway home here in the final quarter. Here is Jackson Perry. They run a double at him. He'll step back. Had it knocked away and a steal. Good defense. Now up the floor. DeAndre Rosano backside to Whitehead. Had to settle it back out to Kaufman. Driving layup. No. Rosano's putback is no good, but he is fouled and he'll shoot two. Boy, love the action from DeAndre Rosano in this game tonight, and he'll shoot two. Fourth foul on Zane Adams. Once again, Silver Lake in the bonus the rest of the game. Rosano's first free throw is nothing but net. By far and away the best tournament game this week for DeAndre Rosano. Did not score against Lakin. 6 points against Goodland. He's got 11 here today. His second free throw, no good. Kaufman trying to fight for the rebound, but it is the Bulldogs that come away with it. So now that's going to be an offensive foul. on Timberlang. He extended the forearm, trying to create separation, driving to the bucket, and a turnover by Galena. 9 points, Silver Lake lead at 53-44, 3:42 to go in the game. Into the front court, Botkin defending J.P. Whitehead. Dribbling around the arc, shovels it, left wing. This is Kaufman. Gets around Perry, gets to the free throw line, backs it out, head of the circle, a little bit more to his right, had it knocked away, gathers near midcourt. Botkin playing hounding defense, but gets away. Rosano, backside layup, good! DeAndre Rosano, 13! 55-44, the lead 11 for Silver Lake, just north of 3 minutes to go. Big minute stretch here for the Bulldogs. They got to chip away here in the next 60 to 90 seconds. Here's Perry in the lane, moving, shooting, and hitting. Pivot foot drug just a touch, but Perry gets the basket to fall. He's got 15. Full timeout. We'll step aside. 2:55 left in this one. Silver Lake boys 55, Galena 46. Third place on the line here at the state tournament. Back after this here on 96.9 The Pulse.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSD Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back to it here on the Pulse. MJ in studio, Brandon Temin here courtside here on the MSD Sports Radio Network. Third place on the line here in the boys 3A classification in Hutch. Silver Lake, they have led it the entire way against the Galena Bulldogs. And we got 2:55 left in the game. Right now, Silver Lake's lead is 55-46. It has been a physical, chippy game here in the second half for sure. Galena going to have to chip away, showing some pressure here in the full court. Jared Johnson has the touch, spinning away from Perry. Nicely done there. Head of the circle. Now a deep pass into the left corner. Johnson gets it back, high left on the wing. 2:40 to go in the game. Silver Lake with it and a 9-point lead. It was knocked away by Botkin and out of bounds. And Silver Lake keeps the possession underneath at 2:38 to go. Jared Johnson will throw it in right side of his own backboard. Get it into Dane Johnson, right elbow. Now they get it to Jared in the corner. Dane Johnson now a post touch. Spinning away. Back to Jared. Nice ball fake. Gets it back up top here to Dider. Nice pass underneath. Shot no good. Quentin Cox the foul. What a pass by Dider. He has been flashing the assist here tonight. Doesn't get one there, but it sets up Dane Johnson for two free throws. Fourth foul on Quentin Cox. Dane Johnson has lived at the line in this tournament. And his first free throw here, up and good. Nothing but nylon. He's got 14. 56-46. The Silver Lake lead is 10. 2:27 left in the game. His second is no good. Missing off the left rim. 1-for-2 there for Johnson. Here is Jackson Perry into the front court. Galena down 10. They got to go to work. 2:20 to go. Perry guarded by Whitehead. Spinning. And doubled. Has to kick it. Here's Botkin, a three. Good. Thatcher Botkin. Three threes and 9 points. And it's 56-49. Down to seven with 2:05 to go. Now knocked away. And Galena comes away with a steal. And Perry's fouled on the right wing. So the Bulldogs have momentum now. Only the second foul against Silver Lake in the quarter. And Whitehead picked that one up again, his first. So Galena just got a three and a turnover. They get it back. They're down seven, exactly 2 minutes to go. Here's Cox diving in, goes all the way, can't make the shot, tipped in the air, fighting for it. Silver Lake has it. Dane Johnson fighting through a double. And a timeout for Shannon Krueger and Silver Lake. Boy, 30-second timeout. Cox had a good look right at the rim. Dane Johnson came away with a huge rebound. A minute 50 to go. Eagles with the possession and a 7-point lead, 56-49. Once again, it's Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. I'm hopping over on our sister station, 103.9 KNZA. Right after this game, the Silver Lake girls going for their second consecutive state championship. Standing in their way, the Halstead Dragons. Silver Lake, again, looking to go back-to-back and looking to win their eighth championship in school history. We'll have pregame there around 3:45-ish. 103.9 KNZA with that tip-off scheduled for 4 o'clock. But right back here out of the timeout, Silver Lake boys a minute 50 away from a third-place finish, but the Bulldogs are not going away quietly. Eagles by 7. They get it into Dider, and he's quickly fouled by Evan Wittenmeyer, who had just checked back into the game. Free throws coming up here for Silver Lake and Brody Dider. Dider, 6 points in this game, all in the second half. He has had a couple of great dimes as well, finding his teammates as well with some assists. Big free throws here. Dider's first is good. 7 points, and that's the lead, but it's actually 8, beg your pardon, 57-49. First opportunity for Dider tonight at the stripe. 5 points against Lakin, 9 points against Goodland, and he makes the second, 8 points here against Galena. 58-49, a 9-point Silver Lake lead, a minute 45 to go. Here's Perry going to work. Free throw line, now pass, pocket in the corner, ball fake, left side floater, no, little strong, fighting for the rebound, Silver Lake basketball. Galena can't believe it. They thought the Eagles were the last to touch it, but the official says, nope, not exactly. Subs into the game, Jared Johnson, J.P. Whitehead back in, Kaufman, and Bergman going out for Silver Lake. A buck 35 left. It's 58-49, Silver Lake. Here's Dane Johnson working on Adams. Adams has 4 fouls. He's got to be careful. Get it off to J.P. Whitehead. Eagles just want to waste clock here. Down to 1:24. Here's Dider, high left on the wing. Under 1:20. Precious time off the clock here. Dane Johnson on the dribble, left side to Dider. Curling around the perimeter. Stops on the wing right, and now gets it off to Jared Johnson on the right elbow. And there he is bumped and fouled. 1:05 to go in the game. Jared Johnson will shoot free throws. Silver Lake leading 58-49. See Coach Kruger going offense for defense here with the two-man rotation with Kaufman and Bergman. Jared Johnson's first free throw spins it in there. A quiet 9 points here for Jared Johnson in this game. Got a couple of threes in the contest as well. 10-point Silver Lake lead. And his second, no good. Rebound for Perry. 10-point advantage. A minute to go in the game. Galena, they got to get one quick. Here's Adams up top. Botkin with it. Going to work. Puts it on the dribble. Shovels it inside to Cox for an easy two. And a quick timeout for Galena. Cox has 9. 59-51. Silver Lake by an 8-point margin. Got 53 seconds to go. It's a full. We'll step aside for a tight 30. Eagles trying to hold on. They lead it by 8 with under a minute to go. Third place on the line here in Hutch. We're back after a 30 here on the Pulse 96.9.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Silver Lake boys are 53 seconds away from a third-place finish here in Hutch. They have led it wire to wire against the Galena Bulldogs. out of the timeout. Silver Lake with the basketball. 59-51. Their lead is 8. Here's Jared Johnson to throw it in. Guys go streaking up the floor, but trying to get it to someone in close by, and they do. Right back to Jared Johnson. Under 50 seconds to go, and there's the bump and the foul on Jackson Perry. 48.3 seconds to go. Jared Johnson will shoot 2. The offense for defense substitution here for Silver Lake coming up next with Bergman and Kaufman set to check in. Jared Johnson, his second trip to the line here in the fourth quarter. And in the game, his free throw here up and good. 10 points now for Jared Johnson. Highest scoring output of the tournament. 60-51, Silver Lake. Third foul, by the way, on Jackson Perry. Johnson's second is good. 11 in the game for Jared Johnson, and the lead is 10. 61-51, Eagles. 48 seconds to go. Galena, they're running out of time. They got to go quickly. Here's Botkin, shovels it near midcourt. Perry, expect to pull up here. Working, spinning, cutting, shooting, missing, tipped, rebound Silver Lake. Here's Dane Johnson, dribbling, wasting time, into the front court, working on the left wing, right back up to Dieter, and there's the foul, but they get Dane Johnson. Kimberlin picks up his fourth, and that was a possession that Galena desperately needed, and they did not get. Dane Johnson at the line to shoot a pair. What a tournament it's been for him. And his free throw is up and good. 15 in the game tonight. 10 in the second half. 62-51, Silver Lake. 31 seconds remaining in this game. Subs in on both sides. Chance Gilbert has checked into the game here for Galena. LaTurner as well has checked in. And the free throw up and good for Dane Johnson, and a substitution. As we're going to see Drew Womack, a 6-foot junior. Silver Lake fans loving that. What a tournament for Dane Johnson as he exits with 30 seconds to go. And the lead 12 at 63-51. Here's Perry wanting to step back, and he is called for a travel. And that will more than likely do it for Silver Lake. Let's say probably no reason to foul. Bulldogs going to put in a couple of the bench players in. Braden Buckaloo, Gannon Scarrow, and also Suede Dixon. That's right, Suede Dixon, a 5'10 freshman. 26 seconds left in the game. Silver Lake, what a season for them. In the new Big East League, they finished runner-up to Nemaha Central, losing the tiebreaker. They win a difficult sub-state, and they find themselves now 17 seconds away from a third-place finish. Doesn't look like Galena's going to foul. No reason to do so. 8 seconds. It's Whitehead holding. 5 seconds. Couple hard bounces near the midcourt line, and that will do it. How about the 20th win of the year for Silver Lake? Claims a third place finish, 63-51. Your final score, a defeat to Galena Bulldogs here in Hutch this afternoon. We'll wrap it up and go through some of the stats when we come back. But again, the Silver Lake boys, third place here at state. Congratulations to Shannon Krueger, the coaching staff, and these kids on the roster. Heck of a season. We'll recap it when we come back here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153. Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple:
helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorrockLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Wrapping things up here on the Pulse this afternoon, the Silver Lake boys, a consolation final victory, wire to wire. They never trailed. They led for 29 minutes and 32 seconds. The game was tied twice, but the Eagle boys, 63, Galena, 51. As we wrap things up here on the Pulse this afternoon, again, MJ in studio, Brandon Tedman with you. Let's dive into the box score here. As we'll start with the individual statistics for Silver Lake, as again, they finished third place here at State, and their 24-25 record finishes at 20-6. And for Galena, their season ends after 23 consecutive wins, back-to-back losses, they go 23-2. 16 points, 14 rebounds for Dane Johnson, 6 of 9 at the line, he was 5 of 10 from the floor. DeAndre Rosano saved his best for last, 13 points and 3 rebounds. Also 11 points for Jared Johnson as well. Brody Dider had 8 points and 7 assists, to go along with 5 rebounds in the game. Joel Miller also a couple of 3s and 6 points, 4 from Amen Coffin and 2 by Hunter Rooks. For the Bulldogs of Galena, Jackson Perry, 15 points, but it took 23 shots to get those 15 points. He was 7 of 23 shooting. And 1 of 6 from 3. Lincoln Kimberling, 14 points. He was 4 of 5 from downtown. He had 5 rebounds as well. Thatcher Botkin had 9 points and 8 assists. Also, a couple of points from Zane Adams. 9 points and 5 rebounds from Quentin Cox. And 2 points as well from Jack LeTurner. Shooting numbers for Silver Lake, 23 of 45. They were 51% shooting today. 5 of 13 from 3, that's south of 39%, and they were 12 of 19 from the free throw line, 63.2%. Galena shot 20 of 46, that's nearly 44% from the floor. They were 8 of 16 from 3, even Stevens 50%, and 3 of 8 from the free throw line, just south of 38%. Again, Galena never led at any point in this game. Silver Lake wire to wire, they led for 29 minutes and 32 seconds. They dominated points in the paint, advantaged Silver Lake at 32-18, and 12-2 in favor of Silver Lake in the bench point category. Silver Lake led 16-14 after one, 31-22 at the half. They extended it to a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and they win it by a 12-point margin. 63-51, the final score here today. Silver Lake, a 20-6 record and a third-place finish here in the 3A classification. So that wraps it up here for us here on the Pulse. Don't forget here, coming up pregame shortly for the 5A girls state title game. Wade Gerstner out in Emporia, the undefeated and defending champion Seaman Vikings against St. Thomas Aquinas. Again, pregame coming up shortly for that one here on the Pulse. I'm jumping over to our sister station, 103.9. The Silver Lake girls going for their second consecutive championship and 8th in school history. They're taking on the Halstead Dragons. Our pregame over on that station beginning at around 3:45. So that's what's coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour. Again, appreciate MJ back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. I'll talk to you on 103.9 for the Silver Lake Girls and Halstead Dragons in the 3A state championship game. Again, one final time, final score here, Silver Lake Boys 63 and Galena 51. For MJ, I'm Brandon. Thanks again for listening to our broadcast here on 96.9 The Pulse.